Oh. ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada is seeing his holiest, highest, loveliest, sweetest children. From time to time in the whole world, holiest souls have been descending. You also are the holiest. However, you elevated souls become the conquerors of nature. And also make nature satopradhan, that is pure. The power of your purity. even makes nature become satupradhan or pure. This is why all of you souls also receive a body which is pure. The power of your purity purifies everything in the world, all non-living and living things. It purifies this is why you receive a pure body. Your soul is pure and also your body is pure. Along with that, everything of nature is pure satupradhan. This is why you are the holiest souls in the world. Are you the holiest? Aren't you the holiest? Do you consider yourselves to be the holiest? You are the holiest souls in the world. You also are the highest ones. Why you are the highest too. Why are you the highest too? Because you have recognized the highest on high Father. You have become the highest on high souls through the highest on high Father. Everything which was ordinary of yours before, ordinary awareness, attitude, vision, actions have changed and everything has changed and has become elevated, elevated form, elevated awareness. Elevated attitude and elevated drishti. Whenever you meet someone, with which attitude do you meet? With which attitude do you meet when you meet someone? It is the attitude of brotherhood. You look at him with a spiritual drishti. With the few you meet him with the feelings of benefaction, thinking of his benefit. with the attitude that he too belongs to God's family. So you are the highest, aren't you? Aren't you the highest? Are you? Are you? Papa is looking at Chintibin, Dr. Hansa sitting in the front, and they nod. Yes. So you have changed, haven't you? And see, you are also the luckiest ones. It isn't that any astrologer has drawn the line of your fortune. But it is the bestower of fortune himself who has drawn the line of your fortune. Just imagine what a big guarantee he has given. He has guaranteed you that you will be fortunate for 21 births, 21 lives. It isn't a guarantee of merely one life, but it is the guarantee of 21 lives. That is, for 21 lives, you will not experience any type of sorrow or peacelessness. You will always be happy. Three things are needed to be happy. Oh, three things are needed in life: health, wealth, and happiness. You have received all these three in the form of inheritance from the Father. Isn't it guaranteed for 21 lives? Have all of you taken this guarantee? Those sitting at the back, have you received this guarantee? Yes, they are raising their hand. Very good. Have those sitting in the front received the guarantee? Have you? To become the child means to claim the inheritance from the Father. It isn't that you are in the process of becoming the child. Are you still in the process of becoming the child, or have you already become the children? Actually, it's not that one is in the process of becoming a child. He's just born. And he's born and he becomes the child. He becomes the heir. He's born and he becomes the heir. He's born and he gets the rights to his father's inheritance. So you became the children and you claimed the rights. You have received such an elevated fortune from the Father now. And you are also the richest. You, the Brahmin souls, not the Kshatriya souls, not the warriors, but the Brahmin souls. Say with faith, because you experience. Because you experience, and then you say with faith that I am an elevated soul. And I, the elevated soul, am the richest in the world. Aren't you the richest? Are you? Are you? Yes. If you are a Brahmin, then you are the richest in the world. Why that is so? Because when one becomes a Brahmin, he or she receives multi-millions at every step through remembrance. And how many steps? How many steps do you take in Baba's remembrance? At each step, you accumulate multi-millions. So during the whole day, how many steps you take, and on the basis of that, how many multi-millions you accumulate. You have become that richest from the Father or through the Father. What am I as a Brahmin soul? Even to remember this is actually to experience the fortune of being a Brahmin soul. So today, Bap Dada was seeing the star of fortune, the shining star of fortune, shining on the forehead of each Brahmin child. Even you are seeing the star of the fortune on your forehead, aren't you? Is Baba more happy to see his children, or are the children more happy to see the father, to meet the father? Is Bap Dada more happy to meet the children or see the children, or is it the children who are more happy to see the father? Who is more happy? Sudesh Ben is saying children are more happy to see the father, and Baba says children, not the father. The father is happy to see the children, and the children are happy to see the father. Both are happy to see each other. Because the children know this meeting with God, this love of the Father, this inheritance from the Father, these attainments from the Father, are received only at this time. If not now, then never. Is it that way? Bap Dada now is making the children revise one thing. What must be that one thing? I'm sure you have understood it. You have understood it. Bap Dada is revising that you have to bring that elevated period closer. Baba is referring to the golden age. You have to bring that age closer, that elevated period closer. This is the voice of the souls of the world. But who will bring that period closer? It is the voice of the world that we want an elevated world. But who will bring that elevated world closer? Who will bring it? Aren't you the ones, or are they others who will bring the elevated world closer? Aren't you the ones who are going to bring that elevated, lovely period closer? Aren't you the ones? If you say you are, raise your hand. Are you? Are you? Okay, you may lower your hand. Okay, now the next question. That also you have understood. That's why you're laughing. Tell the date when you will do that. You have to fix the date too, is it not? You fixed this date of today, didn't you? That today is Double Foreigners Day of meeting Bap Dada. So you fixed this date beforehand, didn't you? Similarly, as you are the souls who are going to bring that elevated period closer, say the date when it will be brought closer. Can you see that elevated world in front of you? First, it should be visible in front of your eyes. Only then the people of the world will see it. When Bap Dada goes on a tour of the world at Amrit Vela, the early hours of nectar, he sees many things, listens to many things, and feels mercy sometimes. The children do experience pleasure, but along with pleasure, they are also in a state of confusion. Therefore, Bab Dada asks, O children of the bestower, O master bestowers, when will you play your part of master bestower at a fast speed and reveal yourselves in front of the world? Or are you still behind the curtains getting ready? Are you still getting ready? O souls who are instrumental for world transformation, you have now to have mercy on the souls of the world. It is going to happen. This is definite. And it's going to happen only by you, the instrument souls. But then, why the delay? What is making the delay? Dada wishes to see this ceremony. In that ceremony, he wishes to see
Sampurna
perfection. He wishes to see the flag of perfection and completion flying high in each one's heart, This is what Bap Dada wants to see. The flag of perfection and completion flying high in each one's heart. When in each Brahmin soul's heart this flag of perfection will hoist only then in the world the flag of glorification of the Father will be hoisted therefore Bap Dada wishes to see this flag ceremony Bap Dada wishes to see this flag ceremony. Just as on Shivratri day, you hoist Shiv Baba's flag to commemorate the descent of Shiva, don't you? Similarly, similarly, they should be the slogan uttered that the Shiv Shakti Pandavas have descended. You play a song, don't you? The Shiv Shaktis have come. The Shiv Shaktis have come. You have a song which you play, don't you? So this song is played especially when we have Navaratri, you know, then the nine goddesses, they are shown to the people and we play this song. So Baba is saying, you play that song, the Shiv Shaktis have come. Now let the world sing that along with Shiva, the Shaktis and the Pandavas have been revealed. For how long will you remain behind the curtains? Do you like to remain behind the curtains? You like it little bit, don't you? Do you? To stay behind the curtains. say, those sitting behind, do you like to stay behind the curtains? No, you don't like? Then who is going to open the curtains? Should Baba open the curtains? Who will open the curtains? It's you who are going to open the curtains, aren't you? Is it you who are going to open the curtains, or will drama open the curtains? Who will open the curtains? Will drama open the curtains, or you will open the curtains? Who will open the curtains? You will open? Will you open the curtains, or will drama open the curtains? Baba is asking again, who will open the curtains? If you are going to open the curtains, then why the delay? It means that you like to stay behind the curtains. Does it mean this? Dada has only one elevated desire now. Let everyone sing. Wow. They have come, they have come, they have come. Can it be possible? Can it be possible? Can this be possible? Say, double foreigner, say, you are double, no? You do everything in a double way. Can this be possible? Yes, can it be possible? And everyone is nodding, so Baba says, yes. And Baba is telling the dadis that everyone is saying it is possible. And why is it not happening? Baba is asking the dadis. And Baba is asking, what is the reason? If everyone is nodding that it is possible, why the delay? Why is it not happening? And Dadiji is saying, yes, yes, it will happen, it will happen. I don't know what Dadi is saying. Oh, they haven't become perfect yet. And Baba is asking, why have they not become perfect yet? And Dadiji is saying, yes, they are getting closer to it. So tell the date. Dad is telling Baba, you give the date. Do you remember Baba's Maha Mantra, the big mantra? What does Baba keep saying? Don't say the word at some time, at some. Don't say that it will happen, but say it now. And Daddy is saying, but Baba, you just give the date. Yes, and it will happen. And the children will do it. You give the date. And Baba smiles. Okay. Baba. supposing Bap Dada gives you the date, will you? Will you really mold yourself and fulfill your promise and be ready on that date? Will you be? Say, the Pandavas say, will you change and be ready on that date if Papa gives you the date? Those sitting at the back, will you, double foreigners, say, if Papa gives you the date, will you really be ready by that date? Now you have to be firm on it then. And Dadi says, yes, we'll be firm, we'll be firm. And Dadi's asking everyone, will you be firm? But if you don't, then what will happen then if you won't? Then what will Baba have to do then? And Dadi saying, Baba, you give the date and everyone will follow it. Baba says, congratulations. Okay, Baba will give you the date. Now, just see, Baba will give you the date. And Daddy says, yes, Baba, give the date and see how they'll be ready at that time. See, Bap Dada is merciful father. Bap Dada is giving the date. Now pay attention, listen with attention. Bap Dada has great hopes in all his children and Bap Dada wishes that within 6 months. Now when will 6 months end? Baba wants to know. So it's November now, it'll end in May. Okay. So in May you must finish May, May, May. May means I. So in the month of May, finish May, I. So by the month of May, finish May, I. And then Baba gives you some margin. That within these 6 months, whatever Bap Dada has already spoken beforehand, and also Baba gave you some homework in the last season which you might have forgotten. So So Baba is reminding you again that in these 6 months within these 6 months, make yourself reach the stage of Jivan Mukt, liberation in life. So experience liberation in life within these 6 months. Liberation in life, not of Satyug, not that stage of liberation in life, but liberation in life of Sangam Yuga. That is, Baba is giving the meaning of liberation in life of Sangam Yuga. That obstacles, difficult situations, facilities, or I, mine, I here stands for body consciousness, and mine stands for mind stands for attachments towards the services you do and the influence of that. Therefore, to be free from all these influences is Jivan Mukt stage, liberation in life. Not that they won't come, they will come, but you have to be free from the influence of them. Don't say that I wanted to be free of that, but this obstacle came, that situation came, this thing was so big, it was difficult to solve. If it would have been a small thing, it wouldn't have mattered, but this was such a big thing. It was such a big paper, a big test, a big situation. However big a situation or problem, obstacle may come, there could be also attraction towards facilities. These things will come in your way. But in these 6 months, you have to be free at least 75%. Bap Dada is not saying to be free of that 100%. 75%. You have to be free of that. You'll come to 3/4, then you will reach to completion and perfection. So within these 6 months, it's not 1 month, Baba is giving you 6 months, it's half of a year. Now, can you fix this date? See, dadis said that Baba must fix the date, so Baba has to obey the dadis, no? And Dadi saying, yes, Baba. Look at Dadi. Baba, yes. And Dadi is saying, yes, Baba, we will give you the result. We will give you the result. We promise. And when you will give the result, Bap Dada will automatically be attracted towards you. You will not even have to tell that, yes, Baba, we are giving the result. So within 6 months, you have to be 75% ready. Baba is not saying 100%. For that, Baba will give you further time. Now, are you ever ready in this to be, not ever ready, 6 months ready? Are you ready for becoming 75% ready in 6 months? Are you ready for that? Are you happy or do you don't have the courage when you think, I don't know what will happen? A tiger will come in front of you, big cat will come in front of you, everything will come in front of you. That is, these obstacles will come in front of you. Many obstacles will come in front of you. Difficult, adverse situations will arise, and yes, the facilities will grow, but along with the growth of facilities, increase in facilities, you have to be free from the influence of them. Are you happy about this? Do you like it? Are you pleased with it? Raise your hand. Yes, change this TV, and Baba wants that each one's these hands should also come in the TV. Don't lower your hand. Keep it high. Yes. And Baba is telling him, now move the TV. And Baba wants to see these. Wants that everyone should see the hands raised when they watch the television. Yes, do this drill of moving it around. And you also keep your hand high. Do this drill. Baba is teaching us how to keep the hand raised. Yes. Don't lower it till Baba says. So, yes, it's the scene is so beautiful with all the hands raised, and you have been photographed too. Yes, very good, very good. Yes. What about those at the back? Don't lower it till Baba says. Yes. Did you take the deaf video? Baba is asking him. Did you take these ones? The video of these ones sitting in the front? Very good. Okay. Congratulations. Yes, you may lower your hand. Now, don't say that, Baba, I will have to tolerate a great deal and maybe even, you know, it's like dying for me. Baba says, whether you are dying or whether you are alive, you have to do it. whether you're dying or you stay alive, you have to do it. This dying is a sweet dying. In this dying, there is no sorrow. This dying is for the benefit of many souls. Therefore, there is pleasure in this dying. There is no sorrow, there is happiness. Now don't make any excuse. Baba, this happened, that is why this and this happened. Don't give excuses. Will you play the game of excuses? No, you won't. Will you? No. You can play the game of a flying stage. Don't play any other games. Not the game of falling down or giving excuses. Not these type of games. But the game of being weak. But let it be the game of flying high. Is it okay? Bap Dada is seeing everyone's face is so happy, and when Baba will come after, when he'll meet you again after 6 months, then how will your faces be? Baba will take your photograph at that time too. Double foreigners have come this time. This is why it's a day now to make a double promise. And also for that, don't see anyone else. See Father. See Brahma Mother. See Father and see Brahma Mother. Even if someone else doesn't do, yes, of course, everyone will do, but even if someone doesn't do, you should have mercy on that soul. You have to give the strength of good wishes to a weak soul. Not that you have to watch him, but just bless him, give him the good wishes of strength. Raise him with the hands of your courage. With your hands of courage, you have to raise yourself and also raise others with them. So hands of courage with which you have to raise yourself and raise others as well. The hands of courage are very powerful.
What?
the hands or arms of courage are very powerful. And Baba's blessing for the children is that you keep one step of courage forward, and Baba will give the help of 1,000 will give 1,000 fold help to the children. Children, keep one foot forward of courage, and Baba in return comes closer 1,000 fold and gives help. When it comes to making efforts, you should always say, I first. That effort, which is altruistic effort, selfless effort, not with a selfish motive. So, selfless efforts whoever moves forward in that is like Brahma Father. All of you love Brahma Baba, don't you? This is why you call yourselves Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris. As you challenge others that you can claim the inheritance of Jivan Mukti in a second. So also in a second, you have to become free, and for that you need the attention. You have to bring the time, the end period, closer. The closer you go to your perfection, the closer will the period of elevated age come closer. So as you go closer to your perfection, the elevated period will come closer to you. You are the masters, aren't you? You are the sovereigns. Are you the sovereigns? Are you self-sovereigns or not? Aren't you? you are self-sovereigns and therefore you have to order. A king orders, doesn't he? You have to do this. You don't have to do this. That's the order he will give. Yes or no, that's what he will say. So you have to order. See, right now you can order. You can order your mind because the mind is the chief minister, and therefore, O King, O King, you have to, you should order your mind, which is your chief minister. Tell it, become bodiless. Become detached. Then can you reach or attain that stage in a second? Tell your mind, become bodiless, become detached. Can you then reach that stage of bodilessness or detachment in a second? Okay. The Murli is finished and now Baba is giving Yad Pyar. To all the lovely and lucky souls. To all the experienced souls who have claimed all attainments from the Father, from Bap Dada, all the powerful souls who are self-sovereigns and rule over themselves. All the highest souls who have the experience of Jivan Mukt stage, liberation and life stage. To all the luckiest souls who have received the most elevated fortune from the bestower of fortune himself. To all the holiest souls who bring about self-transformation and thereby world transformation through constant purity in their drishti and attitude. Babdada's love, remembrance, and namaste salutations.